Okay, we're holding here in the sugya, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish and Shmuel, trying to work out both of those shittas. So let's just recap. Shmuel started off the Gemara by right after the Mishnah on Amud Beis that Ein Rosh Poter Ben Hafalim. He said that by an Eifel there's no din that the Rosh Paters, and he learned it out of a pasuk that the face only has a chshivus, the head only has a chshivus if it's a Baal Kayama. The Gemara slugged up Shmuel from the Mishnah because the Mishnah said Abach on a fallen she yotza roishay. And it says over there clearly, she yotza roishay chai, ubentisha she yotza remeis. It says clearly the next one is potter. She's not like Shmuel. The Gemara says roishay is lav dafke, roishay is rubot. Roishay doesn't mean just roishay. Roishay means rubot too. That's the Gemara. Roishay doesn't mean just the roish. So right away we said, it was difficult to understand, how could the Mishnah say a din, which is inaccurate? It's not a question of lav dafke. It's inaccurate. Because Roshay doesn't part to the one after. It's not like it's lav dafke. So that was difficult. The Gemara says, V'listi Rubai, B'dini B'listi Rubai, but since the Sefer says, B'tisha Shiyotza Roshay Meis, and over there it's Roshay itself, so therefore the Reisha also uses a Lashon of Reisha. Even though the Reisha and the Reisha is not only misleading, it's not correct. Because according to Shmuel, Reisha doesn't patter by an Eifel. So it's not only misleading, it's wrong. It's not correct. The din is wrong. Says the Gemara, still in all, my kamashma, what's the chiddush bichlal? Says like this, the kiva the mapik leresha havalei leida, that's a mishnah. We learn toitzi leresha havalei pishach ziyor yizek yol. The chitei mashminim behem v'kamashma v'adam. We need both. We need a mishnah that teaches you that a behem of the head is called a leida and by adam. By an animal, there's no prisoner, there's no channel, birth channel. As soon as the baby comes, it comes. You see it, it's opened. So maybe that's enough to call the land. And by an other not. On the other hand, okay. The bottom line is the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah doesn't make sense because the only Chiddush that could possibly be said in the Mishnah is that Roshay is called a Leida, and we already know Roshay is a Leida, and we know Roshay is a Leida by Adam, and we know Roshay is a Leida by Behemah, and therefore we knocked off Shmuel, thrown out. Now the Gemara goes to a whole new Machlekes of Echresh Lakish, whether the Gedorim of what's called a head. A head is a leida. What's called a head? How do we define a head? Whether it's different by Bechorah than it is by Kalatariku. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Whatever would qualify to be a head in Kalatariku, that's a head by Bechorah. You don't need any additional trimmings for it to be a leida. And Rish Lakish says no. Since we have a new din of Yakia, which the Mishnah discussed. So Yakir doesn't only describe the fact that the Vlad has to come out, but the father has to have recognition. And therefore, we scrutinize how much of the head came out on the gauge of Yakir. And on the Yakir gauge, you need to have the face, you need to have the nose should come out, the tzuras upon him should come out in order for it to be a kiyum of yak. So the first question is, why isn't this sugya one big chalant? Why does the Gemara bring down a machlokes whether the first part of the Gemara is analyzing whether by Bechora the head of a Nefel patters or not. And we had a member of Shmuel that the head of a Nefel doesn't patter by Bechora. That was stage one of the sugya. That we threw out because we said that if Shmuel would be right that the head of a Bechor of a Nefel doesn't patter, then it would come out that the only chiddush of our Mishnah by a non-Nefel is that the head does patter, and that we already know. That's known. And therefore, we knock off Shmuel, we throw Shmuel out the window. Shmuel doesn't fit. Why did the Gemara link these two things and say, one second, the head of a Bechor needs to have Yakiha. And therefore, the amount of head that comes out by Bechor potentially is much more of the head than by Kolater Kula Faleda. So in fact, why can't that be the Chiddush of the Mishnah? This Mishnah primarily is coming to teach me the halachas of Bechor L'Nachala and Bechor L'Kohen. And in that vein, there's a different gauge of how we measure the head. So Bechor, what's the Gemara's kash? The Gemara asks, head is a kol ha-terekulatik idea. This is not our kasha. We saw this from the Sfas Emes. And the Sfas Emes, the only solution Sfas Emes has is that it's true. If you hold like a B'yechanan, taka, it's taka true. The head, according to B'yechanan, padachas, is the same by Bechor, kol ha-terekulatik. You don't need more of the head to come out by Bechor than by Kol Terekula. And that's why, according to Rav Yechanan, the Mishnah here is not telling us any new chiddush, because it's the same gauge of the head that you normally need suffices for Bechor. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, Sasem is a Zayin Echanami, then the Mishnah would be telling us a huge chiddush, that over here you need a different kind of head. You need a head that includes the face. Says the Sfas Emes, so why didn't the Gemara give a simple solution to Shmuel? The Gemara, we threw Shmuel out the Beis Medrash. We said, Shmuel, you don't fit with the Mishnah, because according to you, the Mishnah is not telling us a chiddush. What do you mean? Huge chiddush. That you need the face. Sfas Emes says, you know something? That's taka how Shmuel learns the Mishnah. Shmuel taka holds like Rish Lakish. And he taka holds that our Mishnah is telling you a big chiddush. It's not telling you the din roish of kol ha-terekula. It's telling you over here you need to have the face. Okay, that's what it's telling you. And that's taka, according to Shmuel, that's pshat. And the Gemara only threw Shmuel out of the Beis Medrash because the Gemara holds like a b'yechanan. And the Gemara taka holds that there is not a difference between how much of the head has to come out over here and how much of the head has to come out in Kol HaTerekul. So obviously we said we couldn't understand this process on both fronts. Number one, how do you shlug up an Amora from another Amora, from a Mishnah? I mean, Shmuel is not forced to hold like a B'yechna. The Gemara could hold like a B'yechna. The Gemara could pask like Shmuel or not pask like Shmuel. Okay, but you can't twist Shmuel's arm. Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. And just like you didn't shlug Rish Lakish up from our Mishnah. Right? So obviously our Mishnah reads fine according to Rish Lakish. So Shmuel's reading the Mishnah the very same way. I don't know what's the issue. Rish Lakish reads the Mishnah that Roshe means Chaitmai. Right? So Rish Lakish reads our Mishnah that the whole head came out, including the nose. Beyond the nose, till the bottom of the nose. So we didn't throw Rish Lakish out of the Beis Medrash. Just the opposite. We were bringing Raya's from Mishnayos to Rish Lakish.
So why is Shmuel on any worse territory than Rabbi Yechon, than Rish Lakish? That's number one. Number two, and this is bothering us even more, because the daita of the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes has to agree that there's at least a question whether Roshay means the forehead or the face. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, it means the forehead. And according to Rish Lakish, it means the face. Okay? So it's at least a question mark. So even if you learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechonon, that alone is a chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That, in fact, that amount of head qualifies. So either way, even if the Gemara held, you know what, we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon, and therefore the Mishnah is not telling us that you need more than the forehead. Okay, but that's a chiddush. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara goes, Tanina, Ba'adam, Ba'behema, Shkoyach. But there was never a Tanina for Bechor. So even if you hold like a B'yechanan, the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. One can even explore that it's a bigger chiddush according to a B'yechanan, according to the Shlokish. In conclusion of the Gemara, we'll try today to get a better handle on the Gemara, but in the conclusion of the Gemara, it's actually a kvetch with Yechanan, because we have these Mishnayos and Shas that seem to say that recognition is only when there's a whole face. Yevamis and Ahin and Ahel. And the Gemara says, well, maybe Edus is different. Maybe they're more Machma by Edus. So in a way, Rabbi Yechanan is a bigger Chiddush than Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says there's a consistent Yaker. Yaker means with the face. Without the face, there's no Yaker. And that's consistent with Hilchas Edus, that's consistent with Kol HaTeraku. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, there's this kind of Yaker and there's that kind of Yaker. There's this kind of Aloch and there's that kind of Aloch. In a sense, you could say that Rabbi Yechanan is even a bigger chiddush to Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is actually filtering the din of Yakir from what it is in Kol HaTerakula. Yakir means with the face. And over here, the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. So if that's the case, it's a win-win for Shmuel. You're asking Shmuel, what chiddush did the Mishnah tell you? We already learned by Adam ahead is enough. We learned by Behemah heads enough. So Shmuel could come in and say, I hold like a B'yechanan too. Don't slug me up because I hold like a Shlokish. I hold like a B'yechanan. But that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. So, the whole thing seems to be Merafei Sigur. The Gemara says, Omer Shlokish, Padachas, Poiteres, Bechol Mokoyim, Chutz Menanach. The forehead is called a Leda and called a Terakula, except for Nachla. Okay, my time. What's the reason why the forehead is not enough for Nachla? Yakir Omar Achmona. It has to be Yakir. Reb Yechonon Omar Afilu Lenachla. Even for Nachla, it's called Yakir. Now, Afilu Nachla. So we had right away a machlekes here, whether how to learn the Gemara. When the Gemara says Afilu Lenachla, Reb Yechonon comes, he says Afilu Lenachla. Is he arguing completely with Rish Lakish? Is he saying, you know what? I hold that Padachas is a forehead, is called Yakir. And therefore, if you have a forehead, it's a Bechor for everything. And that's the reason why he argues with Rish Lakish. Or there's a much more simplistic way to learn. The simplistic way to learn was, no, Farid is not a bechorna. But a farid is a birth. Farid is a birth. And since it's a birth, there's no longer anybody that could come with a birthright of being a firstborn, because they just came out too late. So although the first one may not be able to be awarded b'chayra, but since he halachically emerged, so the next one is not a b'chol. The next guy has a yakir. So what? He has a gorgeous yakir. Okay? His yakir is stunning. So what? He's not a firstborn. Exactly. And Bliskarov is actually clearing that may be the Rambam Shita. That any child that comes out after a padachas can't be a bechor, even if you hold like Rabbi Yechon. So there's a mokum here to say that the padachas is really a non-yakir, but it's enough to make the next one not a b'chol. Sufficient to make the next one not a b'chol. Rashi clearly says not like that. Because Rashi Bayel says, that the Hoitzi Orishin, Rashi says clearly that you could read, but that's the Pashup Shan Rashi. Aflanach. That's the Pashup Tashan Rashi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechem Afil Nachalo, says the Gemara, B'chol Mokim, Lasuye Mai. This is also very strange. The Gemara says the B'chol Mokim is Lasuye Hodotonu Rabbona. In other words, the Gemara is bothered. We already learned that Padachas is called a Leda for Kol HaTerekul, except for B'chor Nat. Right, so what's new? What's the komoker? Says the Gemara, it's coming to be marbiki yoris shiyotza padachta v'yolda b'yoisa nochris. Vlad, I'm sorry, b'yoisa nochris. V'achakach nizgayra. Ein noisnim lo yimei tumah v'yimei ta'ara im v'yin kovim leider. So we're just explaining that Rosh Lakish, when he said komokim, what was he adding? Meaning, we know that. Really, Rish Lakish should have just said, Padachas einoi b'chor l'nachlo. Period. But he said no. He said, Padachas is a b'chor b'chol mokim. He was coming to include. So the Gemara is saying, what was he coming to include? He was coming to include that a Padachas is considered a b'chor in the case of a Giyaris. And considered later, in the case of Giyaris, if Padachas came out before the baby, before she was Miskayeris, so she's not matame later. Why is that more of a chiddush? The Gemara somehow sees that as a bigger chiddush. Why is that a bigger chiddush? So Taisa seems to be bothered with this guy. You have to know what's the attack of the chiddush. Taisa seems to be bothered. What did the Gemara gain? The Gemara said that Rish Lakish was teaching us a chiddush. That even Lagabi Yoyres, if the padachas, which is considered a leda, for everything except for b'chorah, and again, by b'chor, it's because of the din of yakir. Right? It's not because there's anything more than that. It's because of the din of yakir. So, what's the bigger chiddush by leda? Why is that a bigger chiddush than we already know? We brought down the Mishnah Nida that says once the padachas comes out, the woman is tomei leda. Why is this more of a chiddush? So if you look at Tesis, Tesis talk about it by this guy. What is the Gemara gain by saying that this was the Chiddush. So Tosfos says, that the Havamin here would be, that the Yitzias HaRosh, even though it's called a Leda, Nikol Mokom Leda Shara Guf Gam Kein Leda. Tosfos a bigger Chiddush. Tosfos says, that I would say as follows, not where Tosfos is getting this Nekuda from, but Tosfos says that I would say as follows. I would say that it's true, the head emerging is a Leda. But I would say the rest of the body is also a Leda. So therefore, the Gioris, where the head came out before, so it's true, there's a Mazel Tov. The Vlad was born. But there's still a continuation of Leda. And being that the first part of the Leda couldn't trigger Tumah because she was a Goya, the second part of the Leda will now create it in Tumah. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Okay? So Tosfos basically looks like the Kiddushin of Rav Shimon Shkop. It's ongoing Leda. Ongoing Leda, and the Leda has the ability to trigger Tumah throughout the process. So even though this woman, the beginning of the Leda, in fact, didn't become Tomei because she was a Goya, but now the end of the Leda, that's the Chiddush of Rish Lakish, Padachas, Poiteres, Bechol Mokim. Even this. Comes the Tzoyin Kedosha by our Sadi. He says, Ataka sounds very good. It's a good svara. It's taka good svara. He says it's such a good svara that it's taka emes. By Giyaris taka, it doesn't work. But he wants to say by a regular Eishes Yisrael, where she has a Yitzias Padachas before Shkia. Yeah. And then she has a Yitzias Haguf after Shkia. The Tzoyin Kedoshim wants to say that in fact, Tosfos Svara by us works. She's going to be Tomei an extra day. She'll be Tomei an extra day. She'll be Torah an extra day. Because that's also a Leda. Tosfos is saying, Mehecha Tesa, that the Leda is just a Padachas. Padachas is a Leda. And the Shara Guf is also a Leda. That's what Tosfos wants to say. See? He's saying, Eina Chanama. Eina Chanama. The Bris Avada, you would do from the beginning of the Leda. Because the child already, since the child was born, he's an 8-day-old child on the 8th day. The Mila is associating to the age of the Vlad. The Tumas Leda is associating to the mother having a Maisa Leda. And that's what he wants to say. The Maisa Leda continues. Now, I always found this to be a huge Chiddush. Part of it we can't throw out, because Tosfos is saying it. Okay? He's just taking... And Tosfos is not just saying it. Tosfos is saying that without Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish telling us otherwise, that's the way it would be. So, as much as we would say that Tzoyin Kedoshim is saying a Chiddush Shein Kamoyo, he's grounded with a Tosfos. Tosfos seems to be telling us that there are two things. There's one thing, a Leda, mitzad devlad, and then there's another thing, the mother experiencing birth. And Tosfos is saying, it's possible to say that the baby is born, and the mother is still continuing to birth. She's continuing to have a child. As is of Tosfos. But Lamaisa and Svara, it's L'chayra Yuch Chiddush. Because once the Leda is done, it's done. If the baby is born, by definition, that means whatever's happening now is no different than the child walking in and out of his mother's womb. I mean, if the child came out completely and we put him back in, and he came out again, would anybody say it's a Leda? I would say absolutely not. If you took a living child and installed it into the mother's womb, and the child emerged, it wouldn't be a lady. Right? Why not? Because a living child coming out of a womb is not called a birth. So it seems to be a little bit of a conflict in Lomdus. Even though it's grounded in Tosfos, Tosfos is telling us that conceptually it would be possible to say that the Padachas comes out, it's a Leda. But as far as Tumas Leda is concerned, and it's Tuma also, but as far as Tumas Leda is concerned, we will also consider the latter part of the birth as a Leda. But it's... Exactly. Seems strange. Very seems strange. Now, well, by Tumim, by the way, you have that. But by Tumim, it makes sense. By Tumim, which in Mitzvah Shem, we have a bris in a couple of minutes, that's what you have. You have one birth and a second birth. That's taka what you have. And that's okay. But there I understand, because the second baby wasn't born. So now the delay that continues. And if there were five vlodas coming out, I have no problem with that. There could be 10. Each one is a new lady. But here it's a big chiddush, because here seems to be a big chiddush. Now, the Gemara jumps to Yakir in Yevamos, whether you could be made to Hashmai, Midim, El Apatzif, Ponim, HaChoytim, Taniyad HaChoytim, to Hashmai, Padachas, Boli, Patzif, Ponim, Ponim, Boli, Padachas, and Midim, Hashim, Shneim, Choytim. The Gemara brings our correspondent, Paneim, Onsabon, Shani, Eidus, Yidus, Shachmi, Babonim. The Gemara says, what do you mean, a Machmed, a Mekel? Gemara says, Kiyakil, Babonim, Betchilosom, Seif, Laikil, Bezim, Yakir, a correspondent. Conclusion of the Gemara, there's a difference between Yakir, there's a difference between our correspondent. Now, there's a lot of difficulties here in the Gemara, which we elaborated last week. The whole fact that the Gemara jumps to Eidus, it's a very big finish. The father doesn't have to practically recognize his son, which is the conclusion of the Gemara. You have to know what's the Gemara's Havamina, what's the Gemara's Maskana. Zichar the Gemara's Maskim, as I said last week, that if the child somehow came out covered with blood, or even better yet, distorted, the child Nebuch came out distorted to such a level that there wouldn't be recognition. One of the cases in the Mishnah, Yotza Sandal, there's no nose at all. There's no nose at all. Okay. So, clearly there's a difference. You have to know what the Gemara means. Now, another very interesting child is when the Gemara says that you need Yaker according to Rish Lakish, which means that according to Rish Lakish, you need Akoras Ponim. Right? You need to have a facial recognition. What does that mean? Clearly, when the Gemara goes to Eidus, it sounds like we're talking about Eidus. To that level. But, if you look in the Shmaitzer, and really it's based on a Rabbeinu Tam, he has a very interesting question. According to Reish Lakish, what happens if most of the body emerges? Most of the body emerges. Okay? But not the head. What would Rish Lakish say? You can even analyze what would Rabbi Yochanan say. But what would Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish says, you know, correspond. What would be that halacha? That's not brought down in Agama. Agama only talks about the Badachas. What happens according to Rish Lakish, the child comes out feet first. So the halacha is, as far as birth is concerned, you need Rubai, Roiv of the Vlad. Roiv of the Vlad comes out, he's born. Lagabi Mila, Lagabi Leda, Lagabi everything. What about Lagabi Yakir? Do we say, well, the Gemara brought a Pasuk, Akoras Pneim Ansava. It's not enough. So there's a Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer says that from the Stimas Hashas, is Mashma that if Roiv the body came out, that would be born. We don't find that there's a debate about that. The Shmaitzer says it like this. This is Shmaitzer Zion, Perek Tezvov. Afilu l'Reish Lakish ma'ani roiv gufa. even according to him, it would help. Now, this is really totally in this machlekes, whether we say this is enough or not, the Vilna Gaon, there's a famous Vilna Gaon by Ahuva and Snua, where it says in Parashas Kiseitze, that if a person has two wives, one he loves, one he hates, he's not allowed to give the Bechorah to the one that he loves. So of course the Gaon asks, what's the Hava mean? Lo yuchal levaka. The Gaon gives different solutions. One of the solutions is that the Ahuva, actually the body came out first, but not the face. Legs. So really, he is a Bechor. For Kol HaTerekul, he is a Bechor. L'Koyen, he would be a Bechor. Pidyon HaBen, he would be a Bechor. The Ahuva. But then, the Snua, head came out first. Zok the Gaon, so he's a Bechor L'Nachal. He's a Bechor L'Nachal. That's what the Pasuk's telling you. You have the wife you love, you have the wife you don't, you hate. You don't, even though the wife you love, right, technically was born first. In halacha, in most areas of halacha, he was born first. Leida, Pidyon HaBen, but Yakir, the head of the snua, came out first. Lo yuchal levakir. But that's not like the Shmaitzer. The Shmaitzer says if most of the body comes out, that's a bechor. So I want to tell you like this, what I think could be the pshat. This also explains the whole shakl of Italian. There are two ways to learn. One way to learn is that Yakio is an independent halacha, which means normally there's halacha of Bechora, and now the Torah was machadish here by Nachala, that is a new thing called Yakio. It's almost a separate validation. You have a Bechor, but there's another validation he has to get, and it's called Yakio. What is it? In what way is it associated to the Leida? Zero. Because in Hilchas Leida, Yakir is not noted. It's not a factor. In Halachas of Leida, there's Roishoy, there's Ruboy, there's Chai, Mei, Snefel. Yakir is not recognized in Hilchas Leida. It's not recognized. Yakir is not, it's not part of the process. Happens to be, the Torah threw us a loop. And it said, L'gabi Nachla, you need to validate the Yakir piece. Which clearly is the Mahalach, seems to be the Mahalach the Gemara was taking. Well, Yakir, that means a new din. The father has to recognize his son. Okay, so now we open up Maseches Yevamos, what's called recognizing. Right? We went to Hilchas Eidos. Because we looked at it, but there's another way to learn. The other way to learn is that the Torah was machadish. That there's a new kind of birth, a birth of Yakir. That means there's a birth of Roishoy, which is Padachtoy. There's a birth of Ruboy, which is the rest of the body. And now there's a new kind of birth. There's a birth of a Yakir. A first one that's recognized. That is not an outside abstract validation process. That is intrinsic in Leida. And if it wouldn't be that way, it wouldn't affect the Bechorah. The only way for us to require and include Yakir to the process is to say that there's a Leida of Yakir. Just like there's a Leida called Roishoy, there's a Leida called Ruboy, there's a Leida called Yakir. And now, that's a new dimension in Hilchas Leida, which the Torah was Machadish. And without that way of learning, then we wouldn't be able to make heads or tails out of it. And really, that is where Shlokish is Chiddush. And Rabbi Yochanan vehemently rejects it. Vehemently rejects it. And that's the reason why he rejects it. He holds, you can't say, Stam this is in, the father has to recognize him. A Bechor is a birthright. And any condition that you have for Bechor has to be intrinsic in the later. So to tell me the father has to be able to go, oh, that's mine. That's not intrinsic in a later. And since it's not intrinsic in later, it can't be a requirement. And that itself is what forced Rav Yochanan to say that the din of Yaker can't be more than it is in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Yaker can't require more. Can't require more than could be associated with the later. That's how Rav Yochanan learned. Mela. Rish Lakish, who argues with Rav Yochanan, he's being mechadash. That in fact, the Torah was mechadash. That is a shame b'chor, later process that continues on after the padachas comes out until the nose and face emerge, and is a later of Yakia. Comes Tosfos and he says, if that's the case, Shaykh to say that there should be 2 months later. Tosfos is not stop talking. Tosfos Moko is this goofer. Comes Reish Lakish while he's telling you his first chiddush. If Reish Lakish wouldn't have told us his first chiddush, that for Bechorah you need the face, then he wouldn't have to tell me the second chiddush. That a Giyaris whose head came out, and then she was Mizgayer, and then the face came out, that she's Tomei Leida, not Tomei Leida. He wouldn't have to tell me that. But now that he's telling me the Chiddush, that the forehead is not sufficient, and is a Leida of Yakir, now maybe the Leida is continuing. Maybe there's a Tumas Leida. Maybe there's a Tumas Leida. And the truth is, comes with Saint Kedoshim, and he says, you know what? Enachanami, there is. It's just that it can only continue a halachic Leida. But if the padachas came out and there was no later because she's a goyer, then the emergence of the nose, that extra space, is not a later. Memela says he, by the Yisraelis, enechaname. Taka there'll be tumas later from the pony, from Leida's pony. Only by Giyonis, it's not. That's the Yisrael. Now that we have this, achshav shezochinu lekach, we can understand that if the forehead comes out, right, and then goes back, and then the next one comes out. So we asked, how could Rabbi Yochanan give you a din b'chol? The teretz is, because there was still not a leidah of Yakir. We were asking the question, how could the second one be a b'chol? Rish Lakish is agreeing that the first one was born. Yes, but Klapi Yaker, there was no later. Klapi Yaker, there wasn't anybody born yet. Now the second one came out, and he was the first later of Yaker. When you have a child comes out, and that child had a Yaker, even though it wasn't a later like the case of a girl, or the case of the Yotzer Doifen. Now the next guy that comes out has done nothing new. But here, Reish Lakish's Iker Chiddush is a Leida of Yakir. If that's the case, if child number one stuck his head out and went back in, somebody asked you, was there a Leida? The answer is there was a Leida, but Lagabi Yakir, there was no Leida yet. Now the second child comes out with the face. Now he's the first child to be born. Klapi Yakir. Because Yakir is not just a validation. It's a Leidas Yakir. And that really enlightens the whole sugya. Okay, we'll have to stop here.
I think it's a separate question, quick question.